When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's now time for Garrick Knight on Trot's Life.
Oh, welcome back. Garrick Knight joins us. We're staying over the ditch for a little bit this morning. We just had a great chat with Josh Dickey. Always good to catch up with him. He's almost an Australian. That's how nice a bloke he is. Garrick, how are you? He's on the road.
Come on. Good. Thank you, sir. Out on the road today, actually, but you know, I'll have to listen back to what Mr. Dickey had to say. He's walked straight into a barn with about 1,000 horses there, so there'll be no days off for him and no half days either. He'll be working himself to the bone, but he's been back in the winner's circle pretty quickly, and I'm sure he's enjoying it.
He's such a better driver than what he probably got to display in Australia, if that makes sense. He just didn't quite get the opportunities that he probably deserved.
You just cut out there, but I'm guessing you said something to the effect of, it doesn't make any sense why he didn't get more support in Australia as a driver. Oh yeah, for sure. It's I guess there's plenty of drivers here, and there's only so many horses, and loyalty to your drivers over the years, and you know, it's understandable. It's a tough nut to crack, you know. Anthony Butt, you know, is probably the only one who's really sort of cracked it, I suppose.
He's done a bit, though.
Seems like it's easier to crack America than Australia as a driver, to be honest. Josh is now an integral part of the big Stonewall operation. Now, I think, you know, that's something like, including, let's just include yearlings here, something like 140, 150. It's a huge operation between the two islands, no doubt about that.
I'll tell you, you made a good point about Old Town Road. He's sort of just going to peak for the race by grins. He's just building towards it. And where some other horses have had a pretty hard campaign one way or another back and across to Australia, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's had a few setbacks, as I'm sure Josh probably outlined for you. I think I wrote most recently at a foot abscess.
Yes, correct.
I wouldn't say he was overly impressive last week, but it was made clear by trainer John Dickey that he was, you know, behind the eight ball, so to speak, a little bit short of the mark, had missed a bit of work, and he really needed to get some miles into those legs if he wanted to be a serious player for the race by grins, which he obviously has a slot now announced. So I think he's in again this week in the City of Auckland free-for-all.
Yep, he is.
There's also the Waikato Flying Mile in a couple of weeks, the last lead-up for the race bike runs, which I'm sure he'll go around in. Kind of a forgotten horse almost, Old Town Road. Like he is.
Yeah, I said the same.
He's one of those ones. He won something like 7 of his first 12 starts, and he had a race in the New Zealand Cup at about start 13 or 14, which is just crazy when you think about it. But just that the lack of horse numbers in that top range over here, If you show any kind of ability early on, you're throwing in the deep end, and it's kind of sink or swim, you know. And he was one of the few that actually swam. So, yeah, he adds to the puzzle. And as I'm sure you're aware, Don't Stop Dreaming got announced this morning, and I was able to confirm, it hasn't been announced yet, but Mark Shard, he's got a slot too. So, by my reckoning, there's just the one left to go.
Josh basically said that one's locked away as well. He didn't say who it was, but apparently they're all done. And he said there's no mares, so no Manhattan anyway.
No Manhattan. And Stonewall have All American Lover, who's won a couple of Group 1s. I thought she might have been half a chance, and the mare would draw one, but no. The last one, I'm hearing Can't Find a Better Man from Sydney. Don't take that as a fait accompli. That's just a few coat pullers telling me that last week. And I know Luke and Belinda were very keen to come, as are they with their trotter Constantinople. I'm not sure whether both or neither will come, but I know it's on the radar definitely, as is, you know, Republican Party has, he's missed a slot. And I know Crandall Getty, speaking to him yesterday, he was very, he's very keen to be a part of it. He might well have to settle for being the emergency backup at this stage. I think a great friend of the show, Mr. Turner, tweeted yesterday, scarcely believable that Catcher Waves missed out. Now that he's, you know, overcome that foot concern that he had, you would think the last couple of remaining slot holders would have been clamouring to recruit him, but not to be.
It just feels like there'll be a twist yet. Someone, I don't want this to happen. No one wants it to happen, but a horse doesn't race well or something and gets pulled out. Then all of a sudden Catch a Wave might be, you know, running down the race at the last moment, you know, leading Andy's running him off the float into the track in the 11th hour.
2 years ago in the first running of the race, after the field was declared, or after the nominations were declared, but before the field, one of the horses was a late withdrawal, Pembroke Playboy, and there weren't provisions for the slot holders to get a replacement after nominations.
Mm-hmm.
So they went round without one. So it can happen. There's no doubt about it. It can happen, as you say. Sickness, an injury, disappointing last run, maybe, especially the ones in Australia, if their last runs before coming across are disappointing. It's a big ask to send them on the plane over here. You just don't know. So I spoke to Dave Branch yesterday. What happens is there's an independent panel from the club, and from the horses that are nominated for the race but not in the field, i.e. don't have a slot, the independent panel select the one that will go into the field as the emergency. And if there's a late scratching,
you get him.
The spot holders then have the chance. So there will be a horse drawn to the field. It's likely it'll be a New Zealand-based horse because an Australian probably isn't going to go in the field and then not, you know, without flying across. So, anyway.
And if I was in that discussion, I'd put a bit of weight towards a mare because then if there is a scratching, at least whoever gets the emergency knows they've got the good barrier draw.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Manhattan's a possibility, All-American Lover.
There's
even one over here, Mr. Kaplan, who was with Tony Hurley. It's called Mr. Kaplan. Apparently there's a TV show, I can't remember what it is, but there's some sort of double agent, a lady, and her pseudonym is Mr. Kaplan. That's where that name comes from. Anyway, she was a nice enough mare. She's gone down to All-Stars, Nathan and Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmussen, and she's just gone gangbusters the last three or four runs, like Group 1 placed, and she was dominant the other night at Addington. She could well be it, you know, if they nominate her. The way it's going, it's all about being in form at the right time. And at Cambridge, having that draw, that one draw, as we found out last year, no matter what, the mare, she was a rank outsider. She was going to run third from that draw. It's a big assist, big assist.
Now let's do some business here. Race Redcliffe tonight, race 6, number 2. Darren, D-A-R-I-N, it's spelt. Darren, for Darryl Graham and Zach Chapman on board.
Yeah, nice horse, this. I went back through my notes. Had three or four runs down south before he was sold. The first race I noted, Improver, which doesn't mean a lot, but I went back and watched it. It was a nice enough run. Second run, they've gone 2.55 for the mile and a half, and he's gone really good. It was a strong effort at his, might have been his second or third start. And the third note I had, and at his next start, was continues to impress. So without putting too fine a point on, you know, what he's good at, be it toughness, gait speed, et cetera, my notes suggest to me that he's a very promising horse on the rise.
Comes from a good
barn.
Ooh.
That of Kirsten Green. She does a good job, but she leaves plenty in tank for the next guy. And I'm excited to see what Darryl can do with this boy for sure.
Can you see that in your rearview mirror?
Can I see what?
That made you look, didn't it?
Funny, I am in the car. Not bad. Made you look. not a heck of a lot to say on her. I actually spoke to her former trainer this morning on another matter, and I just said, oh, I'll refresh my memory on this one. And he said, I bought it cheaply off Gavel House, gave it a spell, brought it up. I think it won its first or second start.
Second, yeah.
And he got a second start in a poor field, and he said he got an offer and he sold it. And his words to me were, she's nice enough, she tries hard, she's well gated, probably lacks a yard of high speed. She'll need to draw well and be on the speed. A sprint home is not going to suit her if she's back out for the field. She probably doesn't have the pace to pick them up or get into it. So I haven't seen the field, but if she's drawn well, no. Probably, you know, that's going to be her wheelhouse, settling handy. And a truly run race will probably play to her strengths. A walk sprint probably won't.
Yeah, astute trainer over here, Graham Lyne, who's a pretty astute trainer. So if anyone's going to get the best out of it, he will, trust me. And owned by SEN's own Gary Lyon's mother. So he's a former AFL footballer and a host of the Brekkie Show on 11:16. Race 3, number 6 at Menangle, Bluto, B-L-U-T. And this one's owned by M Boots and G Anderson.
Yep, that's Graham Anderson, the former owner. And actually, I don't know if he trained it most recently, but he definitely developed it. Graham, probably best known for developing Spirit of St. Louis, actually. And, you know, sending him over to Australia under a restructured ownership. Look, Graham's had a huge opinion of this horse right from the get-go.
Wow.
I know the asking price on him unraced was eye-watering. And there was a lot of interest. He went good at Addington first start or second start. There was a huge amount of interest. No one would pay the asking price. Horse probably, to be fair, has not come on and raced as I think Graham probably expected. And he still won 4 from 12. Don't get me wrong. He's a nice horse. I was probably expecting him to be an open class prospect based on the opinion I was being given. Hasn't quite materialised. So the Boots Army's jumped in and brought half the horse, it seems like, and Graham stayed in. So, yeah, I would expect if he lives up to that early hype, he might have a serious horse. But just prefer to see. He probably hasn't delivered as yet.
Very
so,
good.
That's about the wash on that horse.
My favourite bit of this segment was when you said you can't find a better man to me. That I like hearing that.
mate, I've had plenty of offers to do other radio shows in Aussie, mate, but I couldn't cheat on you, mate. We've come too far. Even though you cheat on me every week with Mick Guerin and a few others.
No, I don't do that. I don't do Thursdays anymore. I gave them away.
I'm exclusive to you. So I'm a one-man man.
So you're not a Turner, is that what you're telling me?
I'm not a
Turner.
I'm not a media slut like Johnny Turner. No.
Garrick, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Dave.
See you next week.
Garrick, if we've still got a show, that is. Garrick Arnott, get in contact with him. If your name's Johnny Turner in particular, you know his number, so I don't need to tell you. If you want to get a horse from New Zealand, reach out to Garrick Arnott on Twitter if you've got that avenue. Let's take a break. We'll come back the other side with HR.